The Alaska Senate passed a capital budget that seeks to revive the Kinnick Arm Bridge and the Juneau Access Project, but it doesn't include Medicaid funding that state officials say is needed by next week to pay health care providers. Wasilla Republican Senator David Wilson sponsored the amendment to spend $4.5 million on the Kinnick Arm Bridge. He says the bridge would provide relief to the Glenn Highway.
We have not done any major road infrastructure projects to our great state in over 40 years.
Governor Bill Walker shut down the work on both the Kinnick Arm Bridge and Juneau Road. The mega projects are unlikely to move forward under Walker, but if the House agrees to the funding, they could be revived in the future. The capital budget does not include $48 million for Medicaid. Hospitals say the funding is critical. Anchorage Democratic Senator Berta Gardner says failing to adequately fund Medicaid is a mistake.
You know, it threatens hospitals. It threatens care providers' willingness to participate in the Medicaid program. And the bottom line is, ultimately, it threatens access to health care for many, many Alaskans.
If the capital budget doesn't provide the Medicaid money, state payments to providers would be delayed until July. That could present problems to smaller providers, which may not have enough cash to pay their bills. More than a quarter of Alaskans receive Medicaid. The total for the state capital budget is nearly $300 million less than Walker proposed, but much of Walker's proposal would have been funded by a tax on income that lawmakers rejected. The Senate passed the bill by a 15-4 vote on Tuesday. The House Finance Committee was scheduled to discuss the capital budget late today. If the House makes changes, the two chambers would have to work out their differences before sending the capital budget to Walker's desk.